CarNac.com, your online racing community since 1997. CarNac.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing, message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than CarNac.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, CarNac gets it done.
The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
This is Joe Irwin.
And this is Wayne Jefferson.
From Jefferson Irwin Racing.
And you're listening to Real Racing USA.
Summer has come the best. The innocent can September ends. Like my father's come to pass, 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are. As my memory rests, but never forgets what I lost. Wake me up when September ends.
This is Real Racing USA, and this is Dirt World. Joe and Bill, you guys, the end of September, man, it's done.
Absolutely. First day of October, and we are indeed glad to be with you on this Wednesday night, as always, for our Wednesday night installment of Dirt World right here on RealRacingUSA.com. As always, across the long table from me tonight, my good friend Billy the Kid, and I am Joe Dirt. Welcome, everyone, to Dirt World on RealRacingUSA.com. Billy, welcome to my home.
Man, I didn't get to hear the music. I'll listen
you will
to
tomorrow.
It tomorrow, but I promise you, this is no good. I'm going to egg your truck.
I think.
I ain't going to tell you no lies,
positive,
man. You can't be embarrassing me in front of all these people.
I think, and I am positive, that Jack Smith will agree. Our opening music selections for this program have been pretty darn good, the ones he chooses and the ones that I request.
When y'all going to let me choose?
What are we going to hear? Give me just one. Just give me something.
Know. I might hear some Leonard Skinner or something, man.
No, well, that's fine. We've got it.
Man, big weekend coming up in racing. Friday night, of course, Ocala late models are back on hand with the mini sprints. And be no thunderstocks this week, and we'll see how that goes. But Saturday night, Volusia, end of the points deal. Championship night, going to be a big weekend, man. Got a lot of late model guys traveling both tracks Friday. Staying the night, going to run with us on Saturday. The Screven Motor Speedway deal got canceled for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series due to the lack of gas around the Screven area.
Let's take a minute and talk about that. There's been a little bit said on message boards here and there. People are pretty accepting to this deal. Red has got a great history at that racetrack, and I think people realize that this is something he's doing to consider drivers and spectators and everything. It's bad up there throughout the entire eastern seaboard, or I'd say just south of, say, North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, North Florida, really struggling. So do you think this was the right thing to do?
This was something that I think was probably I don't know that it was the right thing to do, because you never know in motorsports whether it's the right thing to do to cancel the show, but I know the last two big shows he's at, and like I said before, if you've never been to this place is awesome, but, you know, the last two weekends he's had something big, he's lost a little money, and, you know, to be honest with you, the fans won't go because they're afraid they'll get down there, and what if you don't have enough gas to get home, and you got to understand, you can't burn the gas to go to the racetrack if you need gas to go to work on Monday. I talked to one guy from up there, and he said that they were selling gas, and you weren't allowed to get 10 gallons, and so they were fighting at the gas station. And I saw somebody post that on the Internet. But, you know, I had talked to Steve Howell about the deal, and he said that he can't understand. And like I talked to Jason, and they were telling – Jason Davis called me on Saturday, and they were telling the people that were going to the Georgia football game, if you ain't got gas to go, don't go, because there's no gas in Athens. You know, the thing about it is that, don't get me wrong, we could take our gas from Florida. I could go there and come back and make it, fill up before I leave the state of Florida. You do the same thing. And most of the race teams will do the same thing. But like I said before, what good is it to have a show if you have nobody to watch it?
Yeah.
You know, and he had his sprint cars this past weekend, and his fan count was down. And I know it's down up there because Southern All-Star East ran Friday night at Brunswick, and they ran Saturday night. And they said Friday night was like a ghost town, man.
Yeah. There haven't been a lot of people talking about this shortage down here in Florida. We're obviously blessed. I mean, we're coastal. There are ports here, and they do, in fact, accept petroleum. So I just don't understand. I mean, we are, I would say, even further south than the Gulf states that produce the oil. But nonetheless, we take what we can get, and we're kind of blessed here to, I guess, just have fuel.
Well, you know, I mean, like I said before, I mean, it's the economy's bad. It's not bad just for me and you. It's bad for everybody. You take a late model show and you go all the way to Scriven, and I know a lot of the guys are saying, I don't know, but you know, when it comes down to it, they'll go. But you know, the thing about it is, it's hard on everybody with the gas. You may have to take it. May cost you $400, $500, $600 to go there and race. The thing about it is when you're locked up in a championship battle, everybody's still going to go. But the racetrack is who canceled the show. They canceled,
right.
They canceled the race. Meanwhile, up the street, Ray Miller's got a show that's 5,000 to win right up in Cochrane.
He's all systems go.
But, you know, I mean, I think you got to understand, a lot of his drivers are from that area anyway. So
how cool would it have been to see another alignment with these two guys, perhaps make the phone call early this week and say, hey, Ken, bring those cars to Cochrane. Let's have another dual show.
I think that would have been awesome, but you know, I don't know that. Still, I don't know that a lot of the guys from the state of Florida would have went. You know, I really don't know. I can't speak for the guys down here, but I know we talked about it, and it just didn't work out. And now they're one show less. You know, they got two races to go now, and I mean, it'll work out. I mean, everything will pan out. Everything will be good. You still got late model racing. You got Henry County 7,000 to win on October 25th, and then November 8th. I think it's going to be a huge deal. When I say huge, I mean capital H, capital U, capital G, capital E. Huge at East Bay, 7,000 to win. Some things we're working on for that deal. A lot of people are going to be surprised. I think it'll be awesome.
Two big events, Billy, really.
Yeah, they're going to be big.
Yeah.
And, of course, East Bay Raceway Park this past weekend, Saturday night, for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. This was a great event. I mean, everybody's just raving about this.
If you didn't go to the race on Saturday, you missed probably the best dirt late model race that I've seen this year. And trust me, I've seen a lot of them. I haven't seen a lot of the Ken Kenny shows or a lot of the Ray Miller shows, but, man, this race was awesome. The lap cars were racing each other. The leaders were racing each other. At one time, they were four wide for the lead. You didn't know who was going to win. Throw Doug Horton in the mix. I thought he was going to be the winner with about three to go. But all in all, man, one of the greatest late model shows I think I've seen. And that's cool when you got them close like that. The pictures. If you look at some of the pictures on the Internet, you'll see at one time, you'll see the Jack Nosbick Peacock, the five car, the zero car, Rich.
All over the Southeast with Ken. Is that commitment remained the same for 2009, Jack? Talk about your involvement. All right. Jack's gone to the refrigerator.
Maybe he doesn't want to talk to us.
No,
all right. But, you know.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, what happened there was Billy hit a button or something, and Billy disappeared on us while he
You know what happened, Jack? A call waiting came in, and I tried to flash over.
Yeah.
My fault. I won't do that in the future.
Yeah, we lost Billy there for a minute. But
for most of it, hopefully.
Yeah, I didn't catch what'd you say, Billy?
Well, no, I just had a quick question, Jack. We talked about the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series and how you have committed your 2008 season with them traveling the Southeast to, some three different states. Is that commitment remained the same? Is your involvement the same in 2009, Jack? Talk about that.
Yeah, as far as I know, I'm looking forward to it. I'll tell you, it was it started out. I was just, traveling with the series from a role of, with Carnac.com and Real Racing USA. It kind of was a media deal, and it was a real learning experience. It was also one of the most exciting things I've been involved in a while. And like Saturday night at East Bay was, to me, I'll tell you, these last two races, for me personally, may be a little anticlimactic. I know East Bay is going to be, this race coming up is going to be huge, but it was a hair-raising last five laps. It was awesome, man. It was
I mean, you always know what you're going to get at East Bay. There are no surprises
but,
there.
But, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to the thing next year. And you know, there's some, you know, as Billy knows, there's a commitment from the promoter, Ken Kenny, to
Definitely. To
take this thing to kind of a new level that maybe, you know, we haven't seen in a while. And I'd like to, you know, I think enjoy being a part of that.
Yeah, that is so cool. And, of course, go ahead, Bill.
Man, I just wanted to go back to when the phone messed up and how come I hit a button. I'm sitting here holding a pen with a notepad. I ain't even touched the phone.
You're Billy the Kid.
You touched the phone, and I
just
blame for it.
No, not blame, Billy. It was just credit, man. It was just credit.
I'm not upset. You know me. I mean, he's over here messing with the phone. I'm in the middle of a conversation. Same thing happened to me last week. Rich Pratt decides he just wants to just shut the whole show down. You know, but, I mean, I don't know what anybody heard, but, you know, talking about Saturday night, what I had said was is just the same thing that Jack said. If you missed it, you missed one well of a late model race. It was probably the best late model race I've seen in a long time. Anytime you can throw a blanket over, you had the top four or five guys, and like I said, you throw Doug Horton into the mix with two to go. I thought Doug Horton was going to win the race. I mean, at one time, they was four wide for the lead with about four or five laps to go. It was awesome, man. I would say that if you can, I wouldn't miss the next East Bay race, and if it was me, I probably wouldn't miss the Pluiston Henry County race.
You know,
both 7,000 to win. There's nothing else going on for late models. I think the cars are going to be just flowing.
You've never been there. I've been to Pluiston Henry County Speedway, and never during a race, but I've driven through the place. You know, my job took me down there in the past. Nonetheless, the place, I don't know where to go with this, but simply put, people told you when you mentioned that racetrack, you might just be surprised.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
I've never been to Henry County. I just go by what people say and, you know, about how the facility is and the surface of the racetrack. But, you know, I think if you put the money up, these guys are race on, they're not going to race on peanut shells because they're afraid of peanuts. But, you know, to be honest with you, it's hard. I guess you could judge something if you've never been, but I've never been, so I've kind of shut down the judging until I go there on the 25th and see what it's like.
We want you to be a part of the program tonight, folks, and it looks like somebody's already chiming in with us. It's simple to do. Go to your email, type in dirtworldshow@yahoo.com. It's dirtworldshow@yahoo.com.
We haven't even said who's going to be our guest tonight.
Go ahead, Bill. I'm going to pull this down, and it looks like...
Well, the first guest we're going to have is going to be Jack Nosbick out of Tampa. He was... hands down had the fastest car, or maybe one of the fastest cars at East Bay on Saturday night, ended up with second. And then we're going to talk to young Dalton Straley, who picked up his first win in the four-cylinders on Friday night at Ocala. We watched this kid grow up at the racetrack.
Yeah, we sure have.
For the first time, he drove a blue and yellow 24. And remember the first time they brought it out, he just rode around and made laps.
But sure do.
One of the nicest kids in the pit area. He'll help anybody out. I've seen guys running with flat tires, and I've seen this kid run. I mean, he'll be standing over there helping his dad coming off turn four. Somebody has a flat tire. He's right there trying to help. He doesn't care. He'll help anybody in the pitter. He's a good kid, man. He's come a long way. He's sprouted up. He got a good win on Friday night in the four cylinder, and I think it's just one of many for the young kid.
Yeah, so looking forward to talking to DeLand's Dalton Straley, young man certainly on the career track, learning from his dad. I mean, Randy out there just doing a great job. Denise worked so hard in the entire effort. They're really hands-on, and it's a good family effort. It's good to see.
Again, we were hoping about 20 after 8 to have Smokey Madden. I talked to Smokey's crew just a little bit ago, and he was underneath the car. They were pulling the motor out when Mr. Cornett was there. So he said we could give him a call back later, but you know what? Let him just do what he's going to do, and we can always get him down the stretch and go from there. But other than that, we have two big guests lined up, but no little guests lined up.
There you go. That's exactly right. Absolutely. Hey, we talked about the fact that Red at Screven had shut down that event for the past weekend due to the shortage. And
he shut down till November 8th.
Okay, till November 8th.
This is his word on his form that he has shut down till November 8th. Then he's going to have his championship race, because he's already bought his six-foot trophies for his champion, so he's going to let him run November 8th. But other than that, he's shut down until then.
BJ has given us some great information, and it's almost as if he's got an inside track on how this industry works. But I didn't understand it. We're coastal. You know, we're farther away. We have no, you know, real problems with fuel right now. But he simply puts the pipeline obviously got behind schedule during Ike, and it still hasn't caught up. Now, it supplies all of North and Central Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and northward. So it is indeed a mess. That's called the Colonial Pipeline, runs from Texas to the Northeast, and I guess hits all them on the way up. So I want to thank BJ for that information and everybody at Florida Flagstand checking in with us.
Oh, yeah, Florida Flagstand is awesome. I was on there today, and if you look on Florida Flagstand today, Mike Peters posted on there that October 17th we will not run late models, which I think is a wonderful idea because the showdown on the coast goes Thursday, Friday, Saturday, which will be the 16th, 17th, 18th of October. So a lot of the late model guys are going to be committed. You can't miss the middle day of a three-day show. There's just no way it could happen. You could probably miss the first day, which is Thursday, but you can't miss the middle day. So a lot of late model guys have said, hey, we're going to be at the showdown. So Mike Peters has thrown out a deal where $1,000 to win for sportsmen. Same rules as Volusia.
These are cars that you don't race at Ocala.
We don't race the sportsman cars at Ocala. A lot of guys have been asking, but I'll be honest with you, and I'm not speaking for Mike. I'm speaking, I think this will work if we have a good turnout. I think this is something he might look at doing maybe next year. Without a doubt, I've mentioned to him that I think we could use them definitely the nights of the modifies to get some big tires on there. But, you know, the thing about it is that he's running, this week we're running the mini sprints and stuff, but you know, he's kind of trying to rotate his schedule. He never tries to run five or six classes at a time, and it's just one of them things where there's not a whole – his sportsman guys, and that was probably one of his biggest classes. A lot of guys didn't want to convert over. They all want to stay asphalt. So,
yeah, but where do they go now? Citrus?
I guess they do go to Citrus. But, you know, I will tell you, I'm going to tell you right now, this is a golden opportunity for all you sportsman drivers.
And there are a bunch of them.
And I'm going to call them out right this minute. I've called a bunch. I know Tony Lewis has called a bunch. This is an opportunity, guys. It's 1,000 to win, 30 laps. We get there, 20, 24, 30 cars, whatever it takes. We'll probably start 24 cars without a doubt. This is a golden opportunity for you guys to show Mike that you want to race there. So in no particular order, let me just tell you. Steve Shedd, I contacted Steve today. He's really interested. Garrett Stewart, Steve Brandt, Pat Marika, Mike Scranton, Josh Bird, Donnie Birdwell, Cadillac Richardson, Kenny Hall Sr., Kenny Hall Jr., Danny Vogel, Todd Ponce, Ronnie Ponce, Kevin Mills, Mark Kenley, Shane Nichols, Matt Johnson, Trevor Gamble, Scott Lagacy, David Pontoon, Richard Keith, Stanton Mills, Sean Daugherty, Tim Miller, Corey Holly. Guys, this is an opportunity for you. If you got any questions, contact me or contact the racetrack. Or if you know Tony Lewis, contact Tony Lewis. If you get a hold of Tony Stewart, tell him I sent you there.
But yeah, right.
This is an opportunity, guys, and I'll repeat it one more time. This is a chance for you guys to show Mike that you want to race at Ocala Speedway. I can't tell you how many times this year somebody's tugged on my shirt, somebody's tugged on Tony's shirt, somebody's tugged on Mike Peter's shirt. Okay, the tugging's done, guys. Here's an opportunity. Let's show them. And next week I'll remind you, the 17th of October, 30
rarely,
laps, 1,000 to win.
Rarely is there an event specified for the sportsman that pays $1,000 anywhere, certainly in Florida. So this is not only if you want to show, you know, your appearance to show that you would, in fact, support Ocala, this is not only your opportunity to do that, but it's your opportunity to race on this racy little speedway. And many of these drivers that you mentioned, if not all of them, have not been there this year. Now, they may have a couple sprinkled in and perhaps a different class.
But they had a couple practice sessions at the beginning of the year, and I think a lot of them went. I think a lot, like I said, a lot of guys been bending ears, okay? Bending ears ain't going to do you any good if you only bend ears and only 8 or 9 of them show up. We need to have a bunch, and don't get me wrong, how many ever show up is what we'll run. If 40 shows up, we only run 24. But if we only get 15, that's what we'll run. We're not looking to get the 15 number, as I said one more time. Guys, this is an opportunity to open Mike's eyes and let him know that you guys want to race there on Friday. And I think it could be really good.
You know, that's a perfect racetrack for a sportsman, too. If you really just sit back and think about that, you know, that is, in fact, an intermediate prepared race car. Ocala, intermediate racetrack as far as short tracks go. I think it's going to be perfect. Let me take you through our points leaders that, of course, looks like it's all wrapped up for Sean Daugherty for the 2008 UMP Dirt Car Sanctioned Championship. Tim Miller, young man, has been there each and every Saturday night. He will finish in the second spot of the points. Donnie Birdwell Jr., a couple of hundred better than Bobby Richardson. Bobby has certainly done a nice job. And Corey Holly, who picked up some 4 wins in 2 months out at Volusia Speedway Park. So That's the top five. Steve Brandon, Steve Shedd, Pat Barica kind of dropped off. I think some problems with the car owner there. Pat Barica, Ken Hall Jr., those are the top 10 in points.
You know, this Saturday we're going to crown champions in each division of what's been a long racing season, not only for the employees, but as for the racers too. And, you know, I just want everybody to know that we have a guy that was running in the top five in the four-cylinder division, Mike Cochran. And we saw Mike. We went and visited Mike on Monday, and Mike looked real good. I mean, he looked good. He was you could tell he's still in some pain, and they had him. He was out of when we was up there, but just to see him there from what he's been through.
Yeah. I actually took the trip after our last Wednesday night show. I stopped by Thursday and saw his sister Susan, and of course Mike's girlfriend, and they were working so hard next to Mike. I mean, doing all they could to keep him comfortable. I mean, as you can imagine, he's very uncomfortable after coming to some sort of awareness. And I think, you know, just like the website says that they got set up, Mike's in there, you guys. He knows what's going on.
Right.
He grabbed my hand. They said, hey, it's the announcer. It's Joe, you know. He'd give me a thumbs up, you know, and I talked to him for a good 10 minutes. He would make eye contact, you know, every once in a while. So that was just wonderful. Now, when you and I went on Monday night, he was pretty sedated. It was in the evening, obviously.
Right.
Time to kind of mellow down. But
well, he's still in a lot of pain. I mean, a lot of people got to understand he's got a lot of broken bones. We noticed I don't know what it's from, but we noticed an air cast on the right foot.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right.
Never heard anything about any bones broken in his feet or nothing, but he was moving his legs.
Yes, he was.
He moved his hands.
Yeah. We kind of woke him up a little. I felt bad about that.
He had the neck brace on, he was starting to grab it, and that's when we pretty much said, hey, let's go before we wake him up, and he'll start grabbing this thing. But
exactly. He
still has a broken vertebrae in his neck, so, I mean, the nurse told us, they keep him a little out of it because of all the pain, and I think it's helping him in the long run.
Special fund, Billy, has been set up at SunTrust Bank in the name of Susan Corcoran. That's Corcoran, C-O-R-A-N, on behalf of Mike Corcoran, for those who wish to make financial contributions to the family and, of course, Mike's recovery. Now, you can go to the front page of Volusia Speedway Park. Take a look down at the front page. You'll see about halfway down the Mike Corcoran update. It'll say 924-08 was the latest installment there. Click on the red link. It says freewebs.com, and that is going to take you right to a special website set up for Mike, and you can sign a guest book, and you can just do so much and find out the latest on Mike Corcoran.
I'm almost positive, probably at least 95% positive, but I'm sure that the night that he crashed, his points were frozen right there. Wherever he was, he won't fall any further. Of course, he won't move up anymore either, but we had a driver approach me in the pit area, and I'm not afraid to say his name, Danny Miller Sr., and told me that whatever prize this guy was going to get, whether he was supposed to get a trophy, that he would be willing to split it with the racetrack because he didn't want the guy to fall out of the points any further. You know, in a time like this, we collected $2,500 for him at Volusia Speedway Park, and I know we collected, I can't remember the number, at Ocala on Friday, but we collected on Saturday too. And I'm really happy with the way the racing community came together. I mean, we had we still got a week to go, but we had two serious crashes this year with those four-cylinder cars. And, you know, I said it again, guys, don't let your guard down because there's a week to go. Check your cars tonight. Check them tomorrow. Make sure everything's good. Just the same thing I said to them, and I'll do it again Saturday night. Reach down and pull them belts tight. Look over the guy next to you. Show him to make sure that his helmet's strapped on. And, you know, let's get through this racing season without anything else going wrong. And you help us prevent it, and we'll help prevent it ourselves. But good luck to everybody that's championship racing this week, and good luck to Mike on his speedy recovery.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to that. And let me just stay on Mike Corcoran just for a moment. In the keeping track section of the website gives you an opportunity to perhaps write something that you experienced with him. This was Sunday. Marky visited, and he got the nurse to clean him up, sat him up, got him ready for football. She put the Patriots on for him, so that was pretty cool. Just some of the healing process. The blood around the brain is starting to dissolve. Obviously, that's a good sign. He did know Mark's voice. He followed Mark from one side of the bed to the other as Mark talked to him. And Pam, of course, said he was answering questions with head movement. He does have that neck brace, like Billy said, because of the broken vertebrae. But she was smart enough to ask questions that only require a yes or no. So just Godspeed to Mike Corcoran, and our prayers certainly staying with him.
Without a doubt. He looked a whole lot better than the last time we saw him. And like we said, I mean, I think he's got a lot of room to go there. And and he's going to continue to need all the prayers, and of course they're going to need funding, so I'm sure we'll do another collection. I think Tanya says she's going to try to do a collection at the banquet, but you know, we know times are tough for everybody, and you know, you don't have to give $100, $200, I mean, just anything's better than nothing, but you know, it's just one of them deals that you never know. You know, you don't know what tomorrow might bring, and that's why I said one more time, check your cars tonight. Check them tomorrow. Any Four Center guys are listening. Call your buddies. Check your cars. Even if it ain't got to be a Four Center, it'd be mini stock, hobby stock, street stock. Check them, guys. Check everything. You never know, man, with the weather to be in the way it is and how much rains we had over the summer. You know, if you left it sitting out one time, you never know in this world. But right after this break, Joe, we're going to have Jack Nosbitt on the phone. Jack Nosbitt is one of them ones that was mixed up in the big race Saturday night. He had a fast car. He probably had about an 8 or 10 car length lead in the lead on him. And the caution came out with about 7 or 8 to go. And Josh Peacock made it a race. And Johnny Collins made it a race. And Doug Horton made it a race. And Mark Whitener made it a race. And, oh, my God, you looked up and every one of them was there. So right after this break, we'll see what Jack Nosbitt went through for the last 5 laps. He had it in his hands and then let it slip away. So
man, oh man,
we'll be right back.
A few minutes here, Billy. Just hold on. I want to refresh this email. I'm trying to go to all these different sites, and I can see what the listeners go through trying to access dirtworldshow@yahoo.com and stay in the chat room. I quite frankly don't know how you people do it, but we appreciate it. Just a second.
Are you in the chat room?
No, I'm not.
You might not get in that chat room. They'll obviously see it's you and boot you out.
They would boot me out. Hey, BJ, I want you to come out Saturday night if you're not doing anything, if the job allows you to do that. But it'd be my pleasure to have you on board Evolution for our final night. So if you can get out there, BJ, certainly look forward to seeing you, buddy.
As my memory rests, but never forgets what I lost. Wake me up when September ends. We'll be right back.
And we're back here, Dirt World. Joe and Billy, take it away, man.
We're back on Dirt World with a very special guest from Tampa, Florida. I say Tampa, Florida. I don't even know where he lives over there. I want to say Tampa. Driving the Adam Hughes Auto Parts, the Land Truck Center, number 12, late model, Jack Nosbitt. Jack, what's going on, buddy?
Awesome. How you doing?
Doing all right, man. Just want to spend a little time with you and talk about your big run on Saturday. And I know it's probably not as big as you wanted to be, but, man, you had the fastest car, I thought, there. And take us through it a little bit.
Yeah, the car was good. It worked good the whole 50 laps. I was a little bit off at the beginning, and then it got working on the outside, and I was good all the way to the end. I was still good right at the end of the race, but just got hung up a little bit behind a few lap cars. But everything else was good. I didn't get no damage, so that was a plus.
You know, the worst part about it was for the people that weren't there Saturday. The lap cars were racing in front of you guys, and they were 2x2, and sometimes they was 3 wide. You know, at one time I was kind of afraid they was about to wreck the whole field.
Yeah, there was I know a few times I went in the middle of them, and I was taking some chances just to get through them.
Right.
But most part, they just drove pretty steady. I mean, I didn't get in any problem where I thought one was wrecking. So
right.
I kept going forward.
A lot of people, I mean, I know that you're from that area, that you usually run pretty good over there, but, you know, we talk a lot, being in the used auto parts business together, and we talk a lot. I know early in the year you was telling me you were struggling a little bit, but it seems to come around here at the end.
Yeah, probably the last month and a half, I finally got something working pretty good, and I've been fast everywhere I've been going, but I had a couple times I broke down, but hopefully I can keep it going now.
That's what I say. A lot of people, I mean, I didn't get to go to the Waycross, but I know Waycross was a bad experience for you, but it's almost like, seems like, well, I can't really say since then, because I remember we were talking one time, you was talking about Volusia, how you come to Volusia, but you just can't seem to hit it, and the last time you was here, you were fast at Volusia as well.
Yeah, I changed some stuff around in the car, and I got it. I was set up so much for racing around here all the time, I was just running this one track, but when I started going around these other tracks, I was just off a little bit. I moved some lead around and a few things like that, little things, and it seems to be working real well now.
You know, when you start talking about the little things in racing, a lot of people don't realize that a little bit here, a little bit there makes a huge difference. Sometimes they're afraid to make them little adjustments, but I think when I was working on cars, if you made the little adjustment, you could always go back. You start getting two or three, or you start getting out of hand and start overdoing your adjustments, it's harder to get back to where you were. That's true in dirt racing too?
Yeah, it's the same. I'm usually, if I'm not too far off, I usually just try to make one change, maybe two change. But I don't try to do too much at one time, because if it don't work, you don't know which change you made that made it not work. You know?
Right.
So.
Being around, I know you, between you and Kenny and Keith, all you guys been around racing all your life. When you go to East Bay, you hear about the Nostics. I know Saturday night in Kenny's car, Doug Horton was driving it. And, man, this guy was bad fast.
Yeah, he's a good driver. He races a lot up in West Virginia and Pennsylvania, places like that, and he's a real good driver. Even when he comes down for the Nationals in the wintertime, he qualifies well and he runs real well. You know, you can't take nothing away from him.
When this thing got going, and I know Keith was pretty fast and he fell back a little bit, I think this could have very, very well been a top three finish for you guys. You know, you, your brother, Doug Horton. I think a lot of guys in the field had to be worried at the beginning, especially with all three of them cars as strong as they have been there. You know, well, I don't know what happened to Keith's car, but it kind of fell back a little bit. But, man, whatever he did wrong or whatever happened to him, you blasted out and went off.
Yeah, I was a little worried before I started. I didn't really make too many changes, and I was thought I might be off. But the way it worked out, the car just drove good. I mean, it was fast. And had good traction, and you know, when it runs like that, it makes it pretty easy to drive. You know,
hey, you've been following this United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series almost the whole season. There's maybe one race or two races you might have missed. I'm not for sure. You may have been to them all, but I know we were talking, and you're not going to be able to make the Lewiston race at the end of this month because you got something else going on. But tell us about this this United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, what it's been like all year, and what you think of the future might bring in this deal.
I think it's good. I think it's good. I mean, and plus, we used to not be able to go anywhere in a race because down at East Bay, the motor rules were so different. We couldn't go to no other tracks really too much. And now that Kenny's got it open, the motor rules opened up at all these tracks. Now we're able to go race and, you know, Volusia and Ocala, all them other places. And I've had fun going these other tracks just learning and, you know, getting to race on them. And plus, I've been meeting a lot of people, you know, other racers around. And I've really enjoyed myself. I think it's a good deal. I think he'll keep doing good with it.
Hey, Jack, it's Joe. Want to thank you for being on board with us. Real quick, just want to let everybody know, if you've got a question or a comment for Jackie Nosmith Jr., certainly email us at dirtworldshow@yahoo.com. Well, we've got Jack on the line for a little bit longer here tonight. Jack, you guys are part of a very high-visibility team, you and Keith. I mean, people know what's happening, and they certainly see those race cars. You run well enough to keep yourselves kind of in the mainstream in the late-model racing here in the South. But how did you guys hook up with Todd Clem, of course, Bubba the Love Sponge? How did that whole relationship begin over there?
Well, Keith really knew him more before I did, but he raced sprint cars at East Bay, and actually his first race he raced was late models. So he drove some guy's car, and then he got into racing sprint cars, and Keith got to know him from the track, and you know, they become friends. And then when Bubba got out of sprint cars, he wanted to race a late model, and him and Keith got together, and Keith got him another car and put a team together for him so he could, when he wants to race, he can come race.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool, man. I mean, you guys, you look like you're just having a blast wherever you go, and having that race, you know, the relationship with Bubba just makes things so much better. He's able to promote the deal a little bit, of course, on his satellite radio show, but it's really cool, man. You guys are bringing a lot of attention wherever you go, regardless of what track it is, and I think that's pretty cool.
Well, Bubba puts the word out there, and he does attract a lot of people to come to race, so they like to see him.
But, hey, man, don't discount yourself. They like to see you, too, I'll tell you. Just a great effort wherever you go, and we're going to put you on the spot now, Mr. Nosbitch. Your favorite racetrack in Florida? I know what you're probably going to say.
I like East Bay. I like racing at, and I like Volusia. Them two are probably my most favorite ones.
Yeah.
And I haven't raced Volusia that much, but I'm trying to go over here a little more and race. And the track is just fun to drive.
A lot of people don't understand too, man. It's extremely tough to travel when you own a business.
Yeah, that's why it's hard for me to go to some of the races that are Friday and Saturday nights, because a lot of times I work on Saturdays, and I can't, you know, it's not, I can't get home at 4 in the morning and try to run a business.
That's exactly understandable. So, you know, but look forward to seeing you this Friday night at Ocala, and then Saturday night. I know Keith's coming over Saturday to run with us, or supposedly come try to run with us on Saturday. I'd like for Keith to come over a little bit on Friday, but I know it's tough. Like I said, when you guys have a business and getting all your crew guys together, and you know, when you start running 17, 18, 19, 20 races a year, you know, the weekends that you have off, you have to take off and do things as a family and do things together. And without a doubt, we understand that a lot. You know, with the racing season windup, I know it's hurting you inside to know that you can't go to Clewiston, but I know you already got a prior commitment. But I'll try that thing in Clewiston if you want me to.
Yeah, we might get it set up for you.
Yeah, we'll get a seat or something.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Well, you want to talk to Keith a little bit? We get to?
Yeah, heck yeah, man. Definitely. If we can, if you don't mind, Jack.
I mean, we don't want to take any glories from you, Jack. If you want to hand Keith the phone, we'll knock him around a little bit.
All right, ain't no problem.
All right, thanks for being on with us, bud.
All right, thank you.
Right, congratulations on your run. I know second's not where you want to be, but maybe this weekend, double win.
I hope so. We'll try. All right.
Yo, what's up?
What are you doing, man?
Oh, I'm working on a race car.
This is the best thing about calling one of you. You guys work right there together. We could talk to you both.
Yeah, this is a two-for-one deal.
Yeah, we not only get to talk to one superstar, get to talk to two superstars.
Yeah, wasn't much of a superstar this weekend. But.
What happened, man? Yeah, I thought you had one of the fast. I mean, you was a fast qualifier.
Yeah, I was good when the racetrack was heavy. When it went away and got slick, I had put a left rear tire on that I'd ran before,
right.
And I think it sealed up on me, and it never came in. I should have came in and changed it, but I thought, well, if I run a little bit and it'll knock the glaze off, it might be all right. But
all right.
It never did fire off.
Keith, is that something that's common at East Bay, Keith? You've encountered that before, or is that just the luck of the draw for you?
No, I've had it happen before with tires. A lot of times if you pick too soft a tire at that place,
right,
and you go with it, you'll fire off early, and then it'll just glaze on you.
Wow.
Once it goes through a heat cycle, it'll never come back. But that tire was a 55. It should have never done it. But I don't know what happened. But it was. I noticed it was glazed up, and it had that feeling right from the start of the race. So I was just lost from that point on.
Let me ask you a question. Did you see what was going on in front of you? Was that one world of a race or what?
Yeah, them guys were a little bit away from me there at the end, so I really didn't get to see it.
All right, well.
But they said it was a good race, so I'm glad of that. And Bubba, he had talked about the place on the radio quite a bit, and they had a pretty good grandstand, it looked like to me.
They had a real good grandstand. I know they had some kind of motorcycle show, and I thought the grandstand was awesome. And I tell you what, in the last five laps, there wasn't anybody sitting. They was all standing on their feet to watch the race. And, man, when you were a fast qualifier, I thought the place was shaking down or something. They was cheering so hard.
Yeah, I had a lot of fans up there, I guess.
A lot of fans up there. Of course, it was the same thing, too, when Little Jack was out front. There was a lot of them cheering. You know, that's why I was telling Jack to be able to go to that place and have such a good run. And I know you wish you'd have been up a little better, but, man, the fans don't care, man. With the race that they saw, they were happy either way.
Yeah, the fans like it when you put on a good show. And like, we've been fast about everywhere we've been. A lot of these tracks that we went with the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, it was the first time we've been there. So the first time we was there, you know, we were kind of mediocre. But the second time we went back, we improved at least 100% better than what we were. You know, we was running eighth, we was running third and fourth when we came back the second time.
Okay.
And we're looking forward to coming over to Volusia Saturday night and racing with you guys over there. And
can't
I
can't wait till that goes out. Wish you could make it on Friday,
yeah,
but
Keith,
I know it's
what's keeping you from Ocala, man, Friday?
Well, the whole thing is this Dodge motor that I've got. It was built by Gary Stanton, and I think that it's cam for a sprint car motor, because it's got a lot of motor, but it's all on top. And
right.
I go to these slick racetracks, and this thing just sits there and spins. But Clay Ziegler with Ziegler Race Engines, he's after we get done at Clewiston, I'm going to give him the motor, and we're going to have the cam profiles. And we're going to build a cam for my type of driving style, which should be able to make it pull all the way up through. It probably kills some of the horsepower, but it'll make it a lot more drivable. That's why I think so fast when it's heavy, because I can just hammer that thing and just roll.
When will that be, on the 25th? You'll give it to him after Clewiston or before Clewiston?
Yeah, I'll give it to him after Clewiston.
But, Keith, how did you guys get hooked up with, of all people, Doug Horton, man, at East Bay?
Well, he's a friend of ours from up north, and my brother Ken. He helps him a little bit in February when he comes down for that Lucas Oil stuff, and he asked him to drive last year for that last race. My brother was helping another guy named Tony Payne, and they asked him to come down and drive for him, because Tony was kind of a rookie with the late models, and he did real good. He ran second in that 100 lapper, and they just, they asked him if when he's not racing up there, sometimes he wanted to come down and drive his car. So that's kind of how that deal worked out.
I heard this week that there's a big opportunity that he may drive that car again November 8th.
Yeah, they're thinking about him coming down for that race, and maybe even Clewiston on the 25th.
Right. That's what they were saying.
It's cold up there in West Virginia, so they're not doing nothing right now, I don't think.
If you give your motor to Clay Ziegler, you need to have it back in a couple of days, and I got a big show at Ocala Speedway on Halloween night.
Well, I'm going to... I'm not going to be able to make that one. I wish I could, but I'm going to Mark Richards up at Rockets, and I'm going to pick up a new race car.
Okay.
That race.
Okay.
Thinking about having it in that PRI show again this year.
Right.
You know, through Bubba and his whole deal with Douglas Wheels, I think we're going to put it in with them, or it's going to be back with Mopar.
We were just talking about that with Jack, about the relationship with Bubba, man. That's turned out to be a really good relationship, not only for him, but for you as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've had him with the crate motor all year and having him learn, and he's had some trouble with the steering on the car and stuff, but, you know, like when he was at Volusia and Brunswick, he ran real good.
Right.
And this past weekend at East Bay, you know, he struggled a little bit, but, you know, the racetrack at East Bay, it changes so much throughout the night.
Yeah.
That you got to change your driving style every time you go out.
Yeah.
For like in Volusia and Brunswick, it generally stays the same, so you can run around there pretty good all night long.
And they were big old sweeping flat racetrack.
Yeah, and I think he's maybe more comfortable in that situation.
More comfortable
than tight quarters. Yeah, than tight quarters down there at East Bay.
Well, I'll tell you,
he'll be all right. We're going to probably do this thing again next year with him, and. You know, we're going to retain Miller Lite for a sponsor. Hooters is on board with us. Next year, we're supposed to going to have Lumber Liquidators on.
See, that's awesome. Big, man. That is big in this day and age, as you know, Keith. So difficult to land sponsors. You don't just have sponsors. You got some big ones, man. Some big productive sponsors, and you certainly give, you know, them, you know, value for their sponsorship dollars and your performance. The way you, of course, you know, carry yourself with the entire racing team, and I just think that's a real blessing today, man.
Yeah, I mean, they've been real helpful, but, you know, it's all through Bubba and, you know, his being on Sirius Radio and being on you know, the terrestrial radio, the local, the 102.5 phone, and Jacksonville, he's on 105. And, I mean, he talks about them. We've done some displays for Miller at Walmart, a couple different Walmarts throughout the area, and that's helped him, and he's been there and signed autographs and passed stuff out. We went to Atlantic City last January with the car and was in the VIP booth or the VP Fuels booth up there, and had the car up there, and he did an autograph signing. I think he had probably like 3,000 people standing there for like 4 hours waiting for
him. Man.
Well, I'll tell you something. Pretty soon his kid's going to be signing a lot of autographs.
Yeah, his boy's a good racer. I mean, I go down there once in a while and watch him when he's in Tampa down there in Baum.
Yeah.
And J.R. Garcia's place. And
He does
a good job. They moved him up a division this year.
I saw the Hero cards he had on Saturday, and, man, he's got a nice ride there. I guess K&N Filters is sponsoring him, and you know, that's real good to watch that going on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Lumber Liquidators is going to sponsor him next year, too. So.
Perfect.
And sponsor our late models. And I think he's going to have his little quarter midget in the K&N Filters booth over at the PRI show.
Nice.
That would be awesome, man. So speaking of PRI weekend, are you going to run your crate motor deal over there at East Bay at the same time? Or?
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to run. I'm going to run a car. One of my cars at the crate deal with a crate motor in it.
Okay, that's a big deal over there.
With that storm pace stuff, we've been real fortunate with that deal. I drove Jackie's car to two wins in them deals a couple of years ago, and then last February I won the opening night, and then it rained the other two nights out.
Okay.
So we're real good when we put the crate motors in at East Bay because, you know, it's just the way the motors are built. It kind of fashions after my driving style. I'm usually pretty smooth, and that helps me, but this Dodge is just so explosive. It just, when I get on these slick racetracks, it kills me, I'm telling you. I can't get out of gas enough to, you know, kill the horsepower.
Man.
But I know Clay with Ziegler Racing, and he'll get me where I need to be because he's built a lot of engines for me throughout the years. And
he'll get you straight.
Get it figured out this winter, and I think next year we're going to be really strong.
Well, you still got, of course, Volusia Saturday night. We look forward to seeing you there, and maybe we'll talk in victory lane, my man.
All right, buddy, I hope so.
Man,
well,
we just want to say thanks for taking some time out of your schedule being with us, and tell Jack we'll talk to him soon, and we'll see you guys Saturday.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Thank you,
all
man.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Jackie Nosbitch out of Valrico, Florida, a terror of a late model team. Brothers. Out of Valrico, from, of course, up north. And, man, they've really made their mark here in Florida Dirt Racing.
Had a Run What You Brung show at Putnam the year we was up there, and Jack Nosbitch showed up. He didn't put all the side wing stuff on his car, or Keith did. He didn't put all the wing stuff on the side of his car and ran second.
Wow. Good Lord.
Had a big motor in there.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we have got just a few minutes to go here tonight. We certainly want to give Dalton Straley all the time he needs.
going to step back just, and we'll get an opportunity for Jack to get Dalton Straley on the line here tonight. We'll be right back with more Dirt Work.
Carnac.com, your online racing community since 1997. Carnac.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing, message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than Carnac.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, Carnac gets it done.
The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Don't miss your chance to be a part of auto racing history. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series offers fast and exciting dirt late model racing throughout Florida, Georgia, and Alabama in 2008. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series is coming to a track near you soon. Check it out. UnitedDirtLateModels.com. The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series.
Sponsored by Central Mobile Homes Incorporated and Central Sheds and Trailers. Homes America.
The United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series.
Hi, I'm Don O'Neill, driver of the number 71 race car, and you are listening to The Real Racing USA.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Bumper Sticker Rider.
Mr. Bumper Sticker Rider.
Never has one man written so much for so many. Without you, the world may never have known you can't hug with nuclear arms.
I need a hug now.
And just like you, I too would rather be fishing. Or square dancing, or even shopping.
Oh, yeah.
I owe, so off to work I go. You said it, brother.
Speak the truth.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, oh bar to the bumper. Thanks to you, I know it's perfectly all right to honk if I'm horny.
Honk, honk, beep, beep, honk.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to this edition, the October 1st edition of Dirt World. Joe Dirt, Billy the Kid.
Welcome back, everybody, to Dirt World, like Jack said, on for October 1st, 2000. Kid, I am Joe Dirt. Glad to be back with you here on RealRacingUSA.com. As I read my good friend and partner's resignation letter, piece of spiral notebook paper, loose leaf filler, if you will. Let me read that from over here. To whom it may concern, I resign from anything that involves dirt racing. Signed, Billy the Kid. You heard it right here first, and I've got it on paper. And with us on the line is Dalton Straley. Billy, what's going on, man?
Dalton, man, what's up with you, bud? That was a big win Friday night. It's been a long time coming. Me and Joe was talking at the beginning of the show about how we watched you grow up at the dirt track and the asphalt tracks around, and when your dad was racing asphalt and your uncle was racing. But, man, I remember when you first come around, you was just a little bitty kid, and now you're a big winner. Talk about it a little bit, bud.
I've been around racing all my life. I started racing when I was 11 down at Biffle. It was a little dirt track down there.
Yeah, I remember.
And a little...
yellow car, wasn't it?
What's that?
Wasn't it a blue and yellow car?
Yeah, it was a little Cavalier.
Yeah. It was a Orange County race.
And yeah, it was my first race, and I won that race down there that night. And yeah, my dad sold it, and it moved me into a Mustang. I'm getting used to real wheel drive, and from there is just I ran mini stocks last year up at Putnam.
Right.
And I finished fifth in the points up there after all the bad luck happened to me last year.
Right.
And but
you did have some bad luck with that little Mercor.
Yeah. The thing was from Germany.
Yeah.
It was hard to find parts for that thing.
Yeah. I think we tripped one we had at MK, I think, for you guys once or twice. But, you know,
yeah,
you talk about the rear-wheel drive deal, and a lot of people don't understand it. See, a lot of people complain about these Cavaliers and the front-wheel drive cars, but guys like you have an advantage now when they decide they want to make a move to either a mini stock or a hobby stock or a street stock. I haven't seen any of them cars, or I say street stock, I mean sportsman. I haven't seen any of them cars yet that are front-wheel drive. So
yeah.
You step back and watch. I mean, we know that you've been in and out of the seat over the past few years, and we know that you do a lot to help your dad. I mean, when your dad won the year, the week that he won this year, the first thing he did was thank Dalton. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I've seen you. I've watched from the tower. I watched from the flag stand. When somebody else has a problem, I've always seen you run to try to help. And I think that everybody understands that Dalton Straley is a good kid in that pit area. And that's why I think Friday night when you got your win, I think a lot of people cheered for you. And I'm sure you've been congratulated by almost everybody in the pit area because you are a good kid. And this was a long time coming.
Yeah. That's like... I like to thank people on the Florida flag stand. They all went on there to congratulate me on there, too.
Yeah.
And
even the ones that weren't there.
What's that?
Even the ones that weren't there.
Yeah.
They knew about it before you got home, I guarantee you.
Yeah. I got on the Internet, and there was already people on there congratulating me.
Yeah.
You know, Dalton, just like Billy said, you know, your dad, when we were in Victory Lane in the street stock win this season, you were indeed the first one he thanked. And, you know, I just kind of took that in, and I started thinking, you know, Dalton does. He's just so instrumental on setting up that race car. And I think your dad said it was chassis, or it wasn't tires or shocks, but what is your specialty in you know, the early stages of your career? What do you like working on the car? What area more than another?
I like to work on it, like, setting them up more than anything. Or, like, cause sometimes, like, my dad don't have the extra money to buy a tire, I buy him a tire to help him out.
I remember earlier this year you bought 4 tires and rims from one guy.
Yeah. Just, them were the E-mods, I think they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I guess we're
going to... Was it a chrome set of wheels or a silver set of wheels or something?
Yeah.
Well, Dalton, are you able to read that racetrack now? Are you getting better with, you know, reading that dirt surface and the changes that it goes through overnight?
Yeah, that's like after the heat race at Ocala. Friday night, the track was wet a lot. Well, it wasn't wet a lot, but it was real slick. Then finally, when the modifiers got there, the track blackened over. It got dry slickness. And in the heat race, the car jumped time. So I think I got like 6 in my heat race over there. Then I started outside pulling the feature, and I led the whole thing from there. So. But I like Ocala. It's a fun, challenging track over there.
I think last time we ran, I think you were 2nd.
Yeah.
And then this time a win.
Yeah, I got.
What's in store for this Friday?
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I ran over there 4 times. My first night, I was running 3rd. It was my first night in the car, first night on the track. Then I wasn't used to the car. I was running 3rd, and I wound up getting 4th because I got a little bit sideways on the last lap, and the guy got around me. And the second night, I came back, I got 2nd. And the next week after that, I came out, got 2nd, and finally got a win last weekend.
I remember when you bought that car, the first night out at Volusia, you let somebody else drive it.
Yeah, Stephen Katz, because he's in a college up in Tennessee. Every time he comes down here for when he asks people to drive the car, something always happens. He won't be able to drive it.
Right.
So I bought it that Friday night, and I let him drive it the next night.
So not only have you been a crew chief this year, you've been a car owner, you've been a crew chief on a winning street stock car, you've been a car owner, which I don't remember how he finished, but
driver.
And now you're a driver with a victory. Man, you've had a
win.
Man, your year is tougher than mine, bud.
Yeah, and that's like Casey Feaster. He needed a car when he got in that bad wreck with Mike Conkering and all of
them. Right.
So I let him drive this car. It was his first time in rural drive. To get his point. And he said it's a different world from a front-wheel drive to a rear-wheel drive.
That's what I was saying. These guys running these front-wheel drive cars now, they're going to be in trouble when they switch to rear-wheel drive, and I think that's one of the advantages that you have on them.
Yeah. Because next year, well, right now we're building my dad's new street stock now.
Right.
And I'm going to run pure stock V8 for a little bit, and I'm getting his hobby stock that he's running now, or street stock that he's running now.
Dalton, are you working full-time, buddy?
Yes, sir.
And so you have graduated.
Yep, a year early.
Man, you grew up on us so fast out there at Volusia.
Yeah.
Well, that is cool. What kind of work are you doing, man? Is it in the industry at all?
All I do really now is work at a sub shop, and I come home, work on my dad's race cars, and mom,
cool,
I get a chance.
You're a fine young man, and I know Denise and Randy, your mom and dad, are very proud of you, man.
Smile on both faces Saturday night when he's run, or Friday night when he's running to, when he's driving up to the scale house.
Oh, yeah.
I took my radio and hit the window in that, told him, good job. I don't think you can hear me because he still had his helmet or was close to
right.
The motor was running, and here they come.
Oh, yeah, man, I can see you.
Mm-hmm. I had come out of the tower to do something, and they were heading that way to go to Victory Lane through the grandstands, and, man, I don't think they could get there fast enough. But
yeah.
It was awesome. I mean, to see the people cheering, too, and I'm sure with all the congratulations you got, man, it's been a long time coming, and, you know, I'm proud of you, and I know Joe is, too, and maybe this Saturday you can repeat.
Yeah,
or this
Friday,
I mean.
Yeah, I try. I got it all ready now. I just got done working on it.
That's amazing, man. We just want to thank you for being with us on Dirt World, man. And hopefully this is the beginning of a long relationship with you on this Motorsports Talk Show.
Yeah.
All right,
man.
Dalton Straley, I'll see you Friday, man. Congratulations again and good luck. And keep your head up high, bud. You got a big future ahead of you.
All right, man. Thank you.
Right. Thanks, man. Thanks for being on.
See you, man. Oh, you're welcome. All right, bye.
Man, watch the kid grow up at the racetrack. Like I said, this year he's been a crew chief. He's been a winning crew chief, and now he's got. He was a car owner a couple weeks ago, and now he's got himself as a win as a driver. Hell, only thing he can do now is drive the team hard. He was driving that thing. He was driving that thing around the parking lot the other week. So
I mean, he could cater dinner for him. I mean, he's working at a sub shop.
I mean, geez,
total package.
I seen him a few weeks ago. I guess it's been about a month ago. He's pushing four tires and wheels from somebody.
Yeah.
He looked at me and goes, I just bought these. I said, what are you going to put them on? I'll find something.
That's right. He will,
too. He's all around. And like I said, too, if anybody ever has a problem, he's one of the first ones to go help. I know where his heart is. His heart's with his dad's racing. And but he's not afraid to help anybody. And that's what it's about. And that's what we need in the pit area. And, you know, when he walks through there, that's why he has no enemy. So, Dalton Straley, a good kid.
Late models at Ocala Friday night.
Mini sprints.
At Ocala Friday night.
Last time we had 30 mini sprints. It was a good race, man.
That's the Florida Mini Sprint Association. Jesse Teed and the gang, John Craddock, all do a very nice job.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting because the guy in the 25 car, I don't remember his name, but he's a paraplegia guy.
Lives right here, and, man, I can't.
He goes, he pulls into Victory Lane, and I'm yelling.
Russ Heider.
I'm yelling at Scott when Scott says
not Russ Heider.
He's paraplegic. Nobody believed me, so they pull up, and they're all standing around waiting on me to get out the car.
Harold Matthews.
I don't know his name.
I remember that Evolution.
They're all standing around waiting to get out of the car. He doesn't get out. I'm telling him on the radio he's paraplegic. So he finally calls him up to the car and tells him he's paraplegic.
Yeah.
He ain't going to get out. So,
yeah.
You know, the reason why I know this is because one of the first mini sprint races I ever flagged. This guy hit the flag.
Evolution.
This guy hit the wall right below me, wide open.
Yep.
He lost control of the car. Snap back to the right. He hit the wall underneath me. I couldn't turn the red on fast enough. All I saw was parts and pieces. Well, I didn't know. I walked over there and grabbed him, picked him up, was about to stand him up, you know, because he was laying on the track.
Sure.
And here they come running out there. He's paraplegic. But man, he won a race when I was at Putnam in the mini sprints. He won one night up there, and
Harold Matthews.
The last time we was at Ocala, he won. So I'm sure he's going to be tough there. Like I said, we had 30 of them last time. To see him get around that place is pretty good. So. If you're not doing anything on Friday night, Ocala Speedway, late models, mini sprints, no thunderstocks this week.
All six divisions at Volusia on Saturday night. Grandstands open at 5, racing at 7:30. That's only going to cost you $10 for the grandstands if you are 11 through 15. Student price is only $5, and for the youngsters, 10 and under, always free.
That's going to be an awesome weekend. You got, like we said, we got late models on Friday with mini sprints, and you got the championship weekend on Saturday. And a lot of them late model guys are making the trip to run on Friday, and they're going to run on Saturday. And I think it's going to be a pretty good weekend. And
Tennessee plays Northwestern Illinois. Should be good for us on Saturday. And you play?
Don't know.
No, don't care.
After the loss
one
last
point,
week,
now you're done.
Whatever.
Imagine how I feel.
I don't know their schedule. I told you that earlier this year. I had to look it up online.
I know,
because you were arguing with who they're going to play. Hey, but we got.
You know, I need to get that notarized.
Since we got done, Dalton changed me a little bit. I also
this week. So he has retracted his resignation with anything to do with dirt racing. Folks, we thank Dalton Straley. We thank Keith and Jack Noswich Jr. For being with us tonight. Everybody in the Florida Flagstand chat room, thank you so much. BJ, we'll see you Saturday at Volusia.
Congratulations, Tim McCree.
Definitely.
We're going to get Tim McCready on the show tonight. We've had him on already.
Yep.
Big winner at Knoxville Nationals.
Yep. For the late models. Yep.
The Dirt World Championship's coming up with the...
Vault World Finals. Dirt Track World Championship, Chillicothe, Ohio.
I believe that's coming up this weekend.
Yep, you're right.
So maybe we'll try to get the winner for that next week.
Sounds good.
There, but,
that's one of the majors.
I think it was a good show, Joe. I mean, we had Young Australia who picked up his first win, and we chimed in with Jack Nosman, got lucky, and got to talk to Keith a little bit, too. And
thank you for allowing me to eat dinner and take care of those interviews.
I know, you said that. I'm doing the interviews, and you're eating dinner.
What is this, man? Come on, man. It's 8:30.
Yeah,
I got it.
This is crazy.
All right. But, again, thank you, everybody, and we thank Jack Smith with RealRacingUSA.com allowing us this opportunity every Wednesday night. We hope you like it as much as we like bringing it to you. For all of us here at Dirt World, Billy.
See you at the race. Good night.
Out. Again.